And the different stuff at the end of a
Sail.
And the thing that was on
shock.
Top. The shock. And the thing that was on top of the stalk.
Tassel.
It's the reason I ask that, you might be interested to know, is that sometimes the silk is called tassel.
I've heard it pronounced, I've heard it.
And I don't quite understand whether I can understand the biological connection between the tassel and the silk.
That's right. There,
some people call both tassel. Squash and melons, what?
Squash, cantaloupe, special kind, Rocky Ford. This was when everything was grown locally and people sold it from door to door. These are not shipping melons. They don't ship well, but they're delicious. Cantaloupe, watermelon, cashew. Some people, we never did eat cashew as much. And I guess that's it.
And fruit?
Fruit, peaches, apples.
Did you ever hear of an Indian peach?
Yes, an Indian peach was one that was good for peach pickle. It clung to the seed and was red. The meat was red. It made a beautiful peach pickle.
Mm-hmm. And the other types then would be
Cling and the new varieties came in. I guess Alberta.
And the reverse of a cling stone would be a
free
stone. Incidentally, did you grow cherries here very much?
There's a wild cherry that the birds eat, but we never grew cherries, not in this area.
If the inside
pit,
of
stone.
The pit, I see. Stone
seed.
For a peach.
Seed, we use seed, peach seed.
And did you have in town large collections of trees grown commercially?
You mean pine farms or?
Fruit trees.
Fruit trees,
yes.
Orchards. Orchards.
Would they be in town?
On the edge of town, there was a good one.
I don't see them around anymore.
No, because the pests have. If you're going to make money, not many people farm to the extent that they give enough attention to it now. Most people who live on the farms work either in town or in the industry or have some other job. And the farm is a convenient home where they can hunt and fish, do what they please. But when we were growing up, a farmer raised almost everything he used and he gave full attention to it, he and his family. So they cared for the orchards and they do take a lot of care. But now there are a few. Down around Jackson there's a beautiful peach orchard, and the Delta you get a lot of peach orchards. But you have to have enough acreage to warrant all of the spray materials and all the mechanics that it takes to produce it. And that's not very common anymore.
How about berries?
Blackberries, some strawberries, some gardens had raspberries, boysenberries, but not very many.
That's interesting. I rarely elicit raspberries. That's very rare that people describe that. I wonder. They'll talk about huckleberries and
huckleberries are wild.
And gooseberries,
yes.
And things like that. But
not raspberries.
Rarely raspberries.
Well, I think a
pleased
friend.
Pleased to hear it.
Yeah, a friend up the street used to grow them, and we used to love to get in and eat them.
Uh-huh. How about nuts? Different nuts
pecans,
that you grow native?
Pecans, hickory nuts, and walnuts, black walnuts.